Matui buoy sculptures are a visual wordplay on the shells of explosives. The use of anti-personnel landmines and cluster munitions is widely condemned. They primarily harm civilians, especially children, who mistake them for toys. Buried in soil and riverbeds for decades, they render terrain dangerous long after wars end. The Ottawa Convention banned anti-personnel landmines in 1997. Cluster munitions were banned in 2008. But Russia and the US are not party to either treaty and continue to use these weapons extensively, as do Ukraine, Israel and Hamas, India and Pakistan, and many others in active conflict. In 2024, Lithuania became the first to reverse its ban on cluster munitions. In 2025, all Baltic states and Poland withdrew from the Ottawa Convention. A rupture in moral norms, under the weight of mounting fear and perceived threat. The shells carry additional regional significance. The Baltic Sea still harbors vast quantities of World War II munitions. Gotland Deep was a major dumping site for chemical weapons and explosives by both Nazi and Soviet forces. As the metal shells corrode, toxins leak into the sea, harming marine life and entering the food chain. When the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up in 2022, the shockwaves of the explosion shook the seabed, exacerbating these dangers. Should you wish to delve deeper into some of these themes, Maggie Nelson's discussions of the artistic ethos of shock versus care and Judith Butler's reflections on the force of nonviolence offer a rich conceptual grounding. American political scientist Charles Tilly compared state-making to war-making, establishing a monopoly of legitimized violence. In some senses, the power of art over minds and emotions, exhibited and excluded, can be compared to that of a state, ready, willing, and able to oppress and offend the different, but also to integrate them.